Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by TomTalk. Leading off today, Apple has released the third beta of iOS 14.6 to developers and public beta users. The update comes with only a few minor changes compared to the big update that was iOS 14.5, but this week's release of Beta 3 includes a change to the Find My application. For those unfamiliar, if you lose an AirTag or any other item added to the Find My application, you can put it into lost mode. This means that the item will show a message with your phone number to the person who finds it. And with iOS 14.6, Apple is adding a new option for putting an email address. So when you go to put a device into lost mode, you'll see a new option to choose whether you want to put your phone number or an email address for the person who finds the AirTag to contact you. As it stands right now, there is no way to set a phone number and an email address at the same time, so users will have to choose only one of the options when they enable lost mode. But still, the option to choose an email address instead of a phone number could be useful for people who don't want to share their personal phone numbers with strangers. iOS 14.6 is otherwise largely focused on bug fixes and performance improvements, though we also expect that under the hood, it includes support for Apple Podcast subscriptions and Apple Card Family, both of which are new features we expect to launch sometime this month. In other news today, tech industry heavyweights, including Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and others, are forming a coalition to lobby the U.S. government to fund additional production capacity for chip fabrication. The new Semiconductors in America Coalition is backing the Chips for America Act, in which President Biden is requesting Congress fund for $50 billion. The money will be used to build out additional chip manufacturing capacity in the United States. It comes as the chip shortage situation around the world continues to worsen, affecting companies like Ford as well as Apple. This new coalition includes tech giants like Apple, as well as infrastructure companies including AT&T and Verizon, semiconductor firms like Intel, and others. Groups representing car manufacturers like Ford had already asked the Biden administration to secure chip supply just for their factories to ensure a steady stream of car production for the foreseeable future. But this new Semiconductors in America coalition stresses that government action should not favor a single industry. The Biden administration is requesting $50 billion in funding from Congress for the Chips for America Act, and this new coalition is emphasizing that this money should be distributed to all affected sectors. As part of its quarterly earnings call last month, Apple said that the chip shortages are impacting supply of the Mac and the iPad. In Apple's case, the company says the bottleneck is in legacy nodes, and having already used up its available spare inventory for the first 3 months of the year, these supply constraints will impair Apple's ability to make enough devices in the current quarter and likely going forward. Apple has emphasized that it is currently supply-gated, not demand-gated, so it simply can't make enough iPads and Macs to keep up with growing demand. So far, iPhone production appears to be unaffected, but a recent report from the Nikkei Supply Chain Review indicated that supplies of downstream parts used in the iPhone is growing very tight. Analysts currently believe that the global chip shortage will persist well into 2022, so it could be that we're not even at the worst of it yet, and that more than $50 billion in funding may be required, especially as even the largest companies in the world, like Apple, are slowly starting to be affected. We are sponsored this week by TomTalk. 9to5 Mac is teaming up with TomTalk to give away the new M1 iPad Pro, and you can also get 20% off TomTalk's iPad cases and more for a limited time. TomTalk is a leading accessory maker for your Apple devices, and the company's Padfolio maximizes the capabilities and functionality of your iPad case. The TomTalk Padfolio has a ton of capacity with elasticized segments and extra mesh, allowing for plenty of storage options for accessories. This allows you to easily store your cables, your Apple Pencil, and your Magic Keyboard with a separate compartment for your tablet that shelters your iPad. TomTalk's water-repellent fabric allows users to take their iPad on the go, worry-free, in all conditions. The Padfolio is available in 10 colors, and it's backed by TomTalk's 2-year worry-free warranty. Hit the link in the show notes to shop TomTalk for iPad and get 20% off at checkout. And also, don't forget to check out our iPad Pro giveaway for your chance to win the latest M1 iPad Pro. As we talked about yesterday, a rumor has suggested that a future MacBook Air could be available in an array of colors similar to the new M1 iMac. Now, more details about the next MacBook Air's design have potentially emerged, and they hint at a handful of notable changes. In a new video posted on YouTube, leaker John Prosser says that he obtained images of a redesigned MacBook in new colors. He explains that it's not explicitly clear whether this is the MacBook Air or perhaps an adjectiveless MacBook, but the lack of ports indicates that it's not a MacBook Pro. So it's either an entry-level MacBook of some sort, similar to the 12-inch MacBook that Apple no longer sells, or an updated version of the MacBook Air. In order to protect his sources, Prosser did not share the actual images of the MacBook, but instead he worked with a designer to create renders that are based on the leaked image. The images show a MacBook with a thin and light design, but the classic tapered edge of the MacBook Air is not there. Instead, this MacBook features a flat-edged design that resembles the iPad Pro and the iPad Air. There are supposedly 2 USB-C ports, one on either side, but the fate of MagSafe is unclear. Other key design changes here include the return of white bezels around the display, as well as a redesigned keyboard that is also white. The renders show 7 different color options, similar to the new iMac. Prosser explains that the colors are similar to what's used in the stand of the new iMac, not the darker and bolder color that Apple is using on the back of the iMac. One thing to note is that while Prosser confirms that the MacBook will feature white bezels, similar to the iMac, he is not confident in the size of those bezels. So the actual size of the bezels on this MacBook could end up being smaller or larger than the renders suggest. Prosser has previously accurately indicated the design of future Apple products with renders based on real images. For example, his renders of the AirPods Max were very similar to the final product. He also accurately leaked the design of the AirTag item tracker months before the product was introduced. We currently expect a new MacBook Air to be released sometime as soon as in the second half of this year, and if one thing has become clear, it's that this design language that we first saw with the new iMac is here to stay and expand to the rest of Apple's Mac lineup. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.